the ancient dragon's eye opened, a golden orb the size of a wagon wheel, fixing its gaze on Kira as she crept through the treasure chamber. Every instinct screamed at her to run, but the crown of whispers lay just 20 feet away, nestled between piles of gold and gems that had been untouched for centuries.
"I wondered when you would come."
The dragon's voice rumbled through the cavern, each word like distant thunder.
"Though I expected you to be taller."
Kira's grip tightened on her father's sword.
"You know who I am?"
"Daughter of Aldric the Oathbreaker. Yes, I know you well."
The massive head lifted, ancient scales grinding against stone.
"Your father stood in this very spot 40 years ago. He made me a promise."
"What promise?"
"That when his firstborn came of age, she would complete the task he could not."
The dragon's lips pulled back, revealing teeth like obsidian spears.
"He promised me you would free me from this prison."
Kira's heart hammered against her ribs.
"Prison? But you're a dragon. You could leave whenever you wanted."
"Could I?"
The creature's laughter was like rocks falling into a deep well.
"Look closer, child. Look at the chains."
For the first time, Kira noticed them. Massive links of silver and starlight wrapped around the dragon's limbs, anchored to the very bones of the mountain. But what made her blood freeze was the inscription etched into each link, glowing faintly in the dim light. The same script that covered her father's sword.
"The binding was created by dragonfire,"
the creature continued.
"It can only be broken by dragonfire. And since I cannot burn my own chains..."
"You need me to kill you," Kira whispered.
"No, child. I need you to become me."
The crown of whispers began to glow, and Kira felt an ancient hunger stirring in her chest, hot and terrible and utterly alien.